Hello.
Hello. Wait, is this Mr. Kevin I'm speaking with?
Yes, this is Kevin Couch.
Hi, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Yourself?
I am pretty fine. Thank you so much for asking.
Sure.
All right.
I've got some questions for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Please.
You've been working on a website for my wife, Clarissa Couch.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And, you know, I'm letting her kind of drive the bus on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of like the silent partner behind the scenes.
Absolutely. Well, yes, absolutely.
I just have some questions that there's some things that aren't really making a lot of sense to me.
Okay. All right. Me too.
And we need to clear the air.
Absolutely.
Right quick. Absolutely. Because I'm getting a little frustrated over the fact that we don't have this thing launched yet, and this has been extrapolated over a long period of time, in my opinion. I'm not saying that all of that is your fault, but what I'm most concerned about is two things. Number one, I've never been able to lay eyes on the original agreement or invoice that she paid for. I'm struggling with that. I'm really struggling with that because that should not be a hard thing to come up with.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what is the delay on getting that document?
Well, I have already sent her. I think she asked me for the initial thing that covered the whole package that she paid for. I already sent her all of the requirements over on the email. And she asked me for the content receipt as well. So it was sent as well over the email for her. All right, but I think that you may be looking for the invoice that was sent out to you, not the services that the package requires, correct?
Okay, so yes, that's what we're asking.
Absolutely. Well, I have sent the information over to the billing team so they can just go ahead and send you the paid invoice, all right, and the form which you're looking for, all right? So it can all make sense over to you, like what is the thing, like what is it and what's not.
Okay. Yeah, I want to review that document. Do you have an ETA on when they'll produce that?
Well, sir, I have sent it over to them. I am not sure what is the ETA, but it will be done by day's end today. We're working till 8.
Okay, good.
And I'll see what I can do best for you.
I would appreciate that very much.
Absolutely.
The other question I have is she keeps approaching me with added cost. And I'm not sure I understand that either, because it seems like things are being layered, and I don't know if that's just part
of what costs.
I don't know if that's part of Orbit's MO or not, but what I mean by layering is, you know, a client comes to an original agreement, and the client has a perception of what's included in that original package, and then added cost or layering is done in the way of a proposed change request with things like, you know, the certificate that she needed and the content that she needed, and now there's something else that she's being approached with regarding WordPress, and I'm just trying to understand, you know, why these things are coming up during the process and they weren't thought of during the design phase. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're right, and you do have questions. I'm here to clear you out. That is not a problem. All right, well, the website is being made on Shopify, all right, because I asked her, like, why did you choose Shopify? Because Shopify will get the website down if even one of the payment is left behind. I think she's paying $30 per month, all right, and most of our clients do migrate from Shopify to WordPress because of this issue. All right, their whole website, their whole business is being taken down without any kind of notification from Shopify, because Shopify is a platform. All right, they provide you with a template of a website and you work on it. All right, that will not get you anywhere. All right, she wanted to do that. All right, well, I approached her like I am a sales manager. I do have 205 clients with me. All right, why? Because I do have a good satisfaction rate. I keep my clients satisfied throughout whatever I provide them. All right, so they're generating revenue. They're doing that. So I do not want, all right, any of my clients to face this. Then we have to create the whole website again from scratch if it is taken down. All right, because one of my clients did have this issue. They had to go ahead and run over it again, and then another expenses comes in. It's not easy task to go ahead and just create a website. All right, it takes time. Mm-hmm. It takes money. It takes investment. It takes a lot of your healthy amount of time in it, all right, to go ahead and create it. And if it gets taken down, then what's the cost? Well, in WordPress, I told her about it. Like, WordPress gives you – Shopify, first of all, will limit you to some of the things. Even if you have to go ahead and edit your social media over to it, all right, it's going to ask you for the cost. Like, if you want to go ahead and add your Facebook over to your website, this is the cost that you have to pay. Otherwise, you won't be able to do that. So what is the use of doing that even, right? So I'd approach
I understand what you're saying. I think the reason why I'm getting involved now is because it seems to me that you would have offered that as a consulting thing to her before she ever got started.
Well,
and I think the overall cost might have been more digestible if we knew up front. You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
absolutely, I agree.
Okay, so the website going to cost us $5,000, $6,000? You know, what is it? And then we just kind of know what we're going into. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I got your point.
But it seems like we're on this discovery point all the time. Like, we're something else is being discovered. A new leaf is being turned over, and now I hear you telling me that she's made a bad choice all the way around with Shopify. So
to be really honest, sir, that I have always made sure that if I am providing you a service, all right, you're satisfied and your business is creating revenue, all right? I'm not here just to go ahead and recommend you something to go ahead with that or not, all right? Because I think that my clients are my valuable assets, all right? So if I'm building a good relationship with my clients in the long term, then sure, I will always suggest them the things that are benefit to them, all right? Because I can show you a review of a client of mine, all right, that their website that was generating $2,500 a month, all right, got taken down from Shopify without any kind of reason, all right? And they're still... And now they're creating a website on WordPress, and it's costing them much more money. So I do not want...
Okay, so...
Yes, please, go ahead.
I understand. Now, if she were to make the transition over to WordPress, how much more effort is that going to take for you to extract all that from Shopify and go to WordPress?
Well, first of all, I did told her that we do get a migration fee as well, but I'm not going to go ahead and go for that for her, all right, because the energy, all right, that she's putting into that work and she's trying to make it work really hard, all right, so I do not want to put a lot of pressure on her, all right, so I told her, like, I'm just going to go ahead and get it migrated to WordPress, all right, but the hosting is required, all right, that we provide to our clients, all right, when we create a website, we provide them with a hosting server. So their website, it's not coming up as any kind of monthly fee to you, all right, but an yearly fee. All right, I told her the exact amount. It was coming up as $1,400 to $1,500, but I told her, like, if I apply the coupon, all right, it'll come up as $1,100 straight with no additional charges and no fees at all.
And that's for 24 months?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, because
so,
I...
So yes, it would really behoove her to go ahead and make the migration from Shopify over to WordPress. Now, I've heard stories about WordPress that it's not that user-friendly. Is that correct?
No, sir. The website, it depends on the website structure and the platform. All right. If your website is just a basic startup website for a brand, all right, with the clothing, and there's a integration for your PayPal or Square, Stripe, whatever you want to use, it's just a friendly website. You just go into the WordPress site and just type in whatever you want. It comes up top. You add it to cart and you buy it. And if it's a product, then it's complicated.
Okay. So if we made the migration, what kind of support would we get from Orbit?
Well, sir, you will be having a 24-hour service for the website maintenance, all right, that you will be getting. If you won't even notice that the website was facing any kind of problems, it will work straight fine for you. All right, while my team dedicatedly works for it and makes sure that the website and all of the things, the payments are going smoothly, the website is not facing any kind of issues, it goes over straight. And there will be a monthly report to you that these were the issues that were faced, all right, but now it's all good to go.
Okay, so I don't know if I allowed you to explain, so if you would, just let me know why this is kind of coming up now, because I think she's been trying to work with you for a few months, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Any reason why that's just now coming up, that she couldn't have prepared for this better?
Well, absolutely. Well, I got to know her, recently. All right, I was given up the project to go ahead and make sure that the client, because I do have a 100% satisfaction rate, so that is the reason all of the client comes to me directly. Right, because I'm the sales manager, I take care of my clients as of my own, right? So I asked her previously, like, why are you going with Shopify when I went on a call with her, all right? So she was like, okay, well, I just want to do it on Shopify. And then I asked her today, like, hey, Clarissa, if you want that kind of functionalities, all right, that, like, Shopify will limit us to some, all right? And if she wants some of the functionality for what the website like her competitors, all right, and she doesn't get it, so what is the use of creating a website in Shopify if you're getting limited to some of the things only? All right, well, WordPress doesn't give you any kind of limitations over it. You can just go ahead and do the back coding. And if you do want to go ahead into Shopify, you have to hire a guy, all right, who will do the coding and will take hourly charges for you to just do the coding on Shopify. So that is the reason, just to save her from the hassle, and you as well. All right, you're the one who's supporting her, so I do not want any kind of things coming up for her. All right, if she wants to go ahead and start a business, yes, of course, I'll go ahead and support her from the digital zone as I can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm hearing you say is that you were just letting her make her decision, and you were just trying to work around it, I guess?
Well, absolutely. Well, the thing is, all right, me and her have been talking for the website for a long time, and if my client is putting so much time into it, all right, and putting some effort, then why shouldn't we? That is the whole goal for it, all right? Like, we go ahead, we combine together and create something that my client requires, all right? If I get a website, I don't recommend her. I don't tell her, like, hey, this is bad for you. It's going to cause problems in the future. And she faces a problem in the future, and she will be coming back to me, like, hey, what is this? All right, I didn't ask for this, but it's coming over here as an error. And I'll be explaining to her again, like, hey, this is the thing that happened. I didn't tell you that then and there. All right, I was just trying to finish the project. I'm not here just to finish the project. I'm here to guide her throughout.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your clarity.
I just want you and me between transparency. That's how I work. If me and my client is transparent throughout the process, that's a win-win situation, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I've been in business for over 40 years, and, being in commercial construction, you have to be transparent.
Absolutely. Well, that is what
But when things start smelling funny to me, I want to be able to pick up the phone and air it out, because that's just the way I am, I don't want anything to sit.
That is
faster.
I appreciate you calling me, because I did tell her, like, hey, I would like to talk to your husband as well about the website, because, you know, women are the one who runs the house, right? But the support end is from the husband always, whether it's from money or whatever it is. It's always from
right.
us, because my wife does the same. I'm the one who's
supporting
her.
Well, she gets, I think that, you know, Clarissa's very, she's very intelligent, and she's very smart, and when she start, when things just start to smell funny, that's when she runs to me, and she mm-hmm. presents it to me in a different kind of package. And so I come in, you know, like, you know, the big, bad, ugly dude, whatever. But
I don't think that you're bad, ugly dude, to be right.
And that's not what I want to do, but I think that, you know, we can be blunt, very
Absolutely.
Blunt and upfront with one another and say, hey, you know, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I understand now. It seems to me there's a disconnect in what you're trying to explain to her and what she's trying to do. So
yeah.
I understand that we need to make this connection. It just seems like there's a disconnect to me. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to make sure that we don't have, because we're too far into this thing, really. I mean, you know,
well, you'll have the
after
website
we,
ready. Yeah, go ahead. I'm so sorry. Go ahead, please.
Well, no, you're fine. I was just going to say that after we, you know, after we make this other investment, you know, so far, what are we up to? About, I don't know, $3,000 or $4,000. I have no idea. Something like that. Pretty close, I guess. But even, and I know that that's not, you know, there are some websites that cost lots more. I get it, but
yes, absolutely.
We're on a limited budget, and so
I understand.
But at the same time, we do want something professional that is going to work, and that's where we have to draw the line. So
well, absolutely. Well, that is the whole point of it. If you're putting in so much effort, then get something that works for you,
right?
Not just leaving you hanging.
Okay, so I'm going to talk to her. I'm going to let her know that you and I spoke. In fact, I may just keep you on the phone. I'm walking in the house right now.
Yeah, sure, please. Don't worry.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So I think that, you know, like I said before.
Yes, sir.
I think what we have is we just need to clear up the disconnect
mm-hmm.
between understanding of what you're trying to communicate and what we're trying to accomplish.
Absolutely.
So she's here with me now. I'm going to talk to her, and she'll probably get back with you this evening.
Sure.
All right, Joe, thanks for your time.
No worries about it, Kevin. Well, if you have anything else, please do give me a call back. If you want my number, I can give you a call from there as well. That's not a problem. Or I can text you. So you and I can have a good conversation over there as well. Will that be okay?
That sounds like a good idea.
All right. Let me just go ahead and text you over there. And the phone number is the same that I'm calling on. That is 469-732-7475.
Yeah.
All righty. Let me just go ahead and send you a text from my name, okay, so you can save it.
All right. Thank you very much.
No worries about it. All right. Well, take care.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Bye.